Live animal inspectors in parts of BC's interior and Vancouver Island are unable to work due to the ongoing strike by the BC General Employees Union, BCGEU, and a North Thompson meat processor says the situation is hurting businesses like his while threatening food security the longer the strike goes on. Meanwhile, BC Conservative critics are taking aim at the provincial government for failing to designate the animal inspectors as an essential service from the beginning of the strike. Speaking to Black Press Media Wednesday evening, BCGEU President Paul Finch agreed with the critics, saying the province declined to designate the animal inspectors as essential when they should have. The decision wasn't made by the union to include the inspectors in the job action, Finch said, saying it was a mistake caused by the lack of an essential service designation from the government. He explained the union didn't target any food inspection workers and instead merely took building addresses out on strike. The animal inspectors happened to be assigned to those building addresses, Finch said. In an email to Black Press Wednesday evening, Agriculture and Food Minister Lana Popham said the province is now working to ensure meat inspectors are designated as an essential service. Their work is crucial to support the health and food security of British Columbians, as well as the welfare of the animals in our food system, Popham said. We are working to ensure that proactive measures are taken as needed so BC abattoirs can keep their businesses open if, and when, they are affected by labor disruption. The strike has been going for 9 days as of Wednesday, September 10, with more than 4,000 government workers across 22 BC sites taking part in the job action. Unionized animal inspectors have been brought into the fold and are unable to work in select areas. Ben Rayner, manager and co-owner of Rayner Custom Cutting in Darfield, north of Kamloops, told Black Press Media he was informed Monday he needed to cancel the rest of his production days for live animals, when we already had animals in the yard. He listed a number of other meat processors in the area that have also been effectively shut down, including Rangeland Meats near Kamloops and Cam Lakeview Meats in Cherry Creek. He said Nanaimo meat processors have also been affected. Bonnie Windsor, president of BC Meats, told Black Press she's heard of 12 meat processors that have been affected by the strike this week. Those processors are located in the Mid-Island Nanaimo area, Williams Lake and the Kamloops area. She added these are all provincially inspected meat processing plants. The loss of their live animal inspector has thrown a wrench in Rayner Custom Cutting's operation. We had 6 more beef that were supposed to be going into the cooler Tuesday, and then 50 lambs scheduled for Thursday. We just canceled those, and then another 12 beef for Friday, Rayner said. It doesn't sound like a huge number, but it's a bunch. Rayner said the strike and the lack of essential status for the inspectors have left processors scrambling, with precise feed schedules becoming unmanageable the longer the situation persists. Those 50 lambs we're supposed to do tomorrow, we're going to be staggering those out over the next 2 months, he said. And you've got producers that have specific feed programs, they've lined up feed for X amount of days, and if this strike continues, now they've got to try and find more feed. The BC Ag Expo is supposed to take place in Barrier Sept. 19-22. Rayner said the job action could threaten the agricultural event in his area, and organizers are waiting things out to see if a resolution comes swiftly. Everybody's geared up to come and show when these animals are market ready, he said of the expo. You can't just take them home and feed them for another 2 months. In a statement by labor critic Keel Giddens and agriculture critic Ian Patton issued Wednesday by the BC Conservatives, the MLAs said they are deeply disappointed that the province did not designate live animal inspectors as an essential service from the strike's outset, which would have kept them out of the job action and kept the meat production flowing. The BC government made an order in council on Monday exempting animal inspectors from the job action agreement in cases where the minister believes there is not or won't be a sufficient number of provincial inspectors available to perform duties. The conservative critics called this a last-minute exemption that came without input from industry groups such as BC Meats. It looks like a hasty patch by a government caught flat-footed, the critics said. By choosing an exemption instead of making inspections essential, The NDP has weakened oversight at the very moment when confidence in food safety and animal welfare is most needed. Rayner, a director for the industry group BC Meats, said trade groups such as his were not part of any discussions. "We don't even have a seat at the table," he said. "Small producers face uncertainty," said the conservative critics. With 4-H livestock sales and community fairs set to take place across British Columbia in the coming weeks, farm families and young people risk devastating financial losses after months of hard work. Windsor agrees, highlighting that not only is now the busiest time of year for the meat industry, 4-H is also just wrapping up. "The animals that they've spent the last year raising and showing them at fairs, now is when they take them to the abattoirs to be processed, because they sell those carcasses," she said. "So that's a real problem that they don't have the services in these particular areas anymore." Windsor also agrees the province has dropped the ball by not designating the inspectors as essential workers. "We need to be designated essential service in this province, just like we were during COVID, because this is unacceptable," she said. Windsor and Rayner both expressed concern that animal welfare issues could arise if feed schedules are thrown out of order with animals unable to make it to slaughter. "In some cases, maybe somebody traveled 3 hours to bring their animals in to be slaughtered and drove 3 hours home," Windsor said. "Now, they have to go back and pick up their animals because there's no inspection service. It's a real problem." Food security could become an issue if the strike halts animal inspections for a prolonged period, Rayner added. Windsor acknowledged the union's right to use job action to negotiate wage raises and dig workers out of what BCGEU calls an affordability crisis, but added a resolution is needed as soon as possible. "We at BC Meats fully understand the union's right to have job action and to bargain," she said. "However, putting an entire industry at risk is just a shame." Windsor added she doesn't think including the inspectors in the job action will meaningfully advance the union's bargaining position. Finch said it wasn't BCGEU's intent to include the animal inspectors in the job action, adding the union is looking at ways to correct the issue. "We're not sure what happened here, so we're still looking into it at this time," the union president said. "We really respect the hard-working people in the meat industry here in British Columbia, as well as 4-H clubs," Finch added. "It's important for these communities and also for our economy. We didn't make a conscious decision and our intent wasn't to take out meat inspectors." Finch claimed the province declined to make the inspection positions essential, as a way of not paying these people for their travel to and from inspections, particularly in the Kamloops area. "They headquartered them all at a common building in Kamloops, which we're now picketing," he said. "We do know that these meat inspectors are paid much less than their federal counterparts, who up until recently did the same job. It is BCGEU's understanding that there are options for meat inspection through Canadian Food Inspection Agency, CFIA, facilities," Finch said. The CFIA could not be reached for comment at the time of this story's publication. BCGEU workers voted 93% to strike rather than accept the BC government's latest offer in late August. Since then, Finch said the province has declined to put another offer on the table. "There's been no negotiations," he said. "I brought an entire bargaining committee to Victoria last week, and government didn't show up." The union's internal surveys showed 22% of its membership are working a second or third job, and contracts fell below inflation over the last 3 years, Finch said. "We've seen the labor market go up, wages go up, and so today, a civil servant in BC on average makes 2.7% less than the average British Columbian wage," Finch said. Minister Popham said in addition to working towards essential service status for the inspectors, the ministry is providing additional guidelines for abattoir operators that highlight food safety and animal welfare requirements that continue to apply under these unique circumstances. With files from Mark Page.